Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ, and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and Brother Bill is here, and Brother Marshall is here, and bless the Lord, all of you are here too. Welcome in the name of the Lord. We want to thank the Lord for another opportunity to fellowship and gather together in his presence around the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank the Lord for an opportunity to share the truth of his word and to dispel all doubts about who Jesus Christ is, what his message to the entire world is, how great and magnificent is his power, and how faithful is his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are one of our listeners who has recently experienced a death in your family, you have our deepest sympathies, and we are lifting you and your family in prayer in Jesus' name. Likewise, if you have a loved one who is in the hospital or who is infirmed, we are praying for their health, their safety, their well-being, and their recovery in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are a Christian Protestant church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time it happens to be in your time zone. We welcome you once again in the name of the Lord. We also meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States and whatever time that happens to be where you are. We usually begin our Sunday broadcast with the celebration of Holy Communion. So if you desire to join us, please come prepared to participate in Holy Communion if you so desire. We want to thank you for your continued support, prayers, and financial offerings to this ministry. We could not continue to carry this gospel forward if we did not have supporters. So we want to thank you for your obedience to the Lord. We want to thank you for your continued participation. And we are going to enter into a fast, a corporate fast on Sunday. Amen. Brother Bill has listed the particulars in the MIC radio chat room. And for those of you who do not know, our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Claudette, my dear, our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, click MIC Radio Chat. Amen. And when the page comes up, click Guest and then sign in. Now, for those of you who are still wandering over to YouTube to find Dr. Pat's messages, I have correction for you. There is a link across our banner that says Blog Talk Archive Sermons. If you click that link, you will find all the sermons that were aired on this radio show, all of them. That's where they are. They are all listed there. They are not all listed on YouTube. Furthermore, there are additional sermons that are on this website. If you would avail yourself to them by studying the website, by investigating the website. Amen? So we encourage you to partake of all that the Lord has. Amen? There are sermons on Dr. Pat's page. There are sermons on my page. There are sermons all over this website. The Word of God is rich here if you will avail yourself to it. Amen? Praise the Lord. As we have encouraged many persons over the years, get into the archive sermon. Ask the Holy Spirit. You know, we recently had a message on asking the Holy Spirit to help you. Ask him. Humble yourself. Yes, humble yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to take you into the archive and take you to the messages he wants you to hear. He's God. He can't mess up. Amen? So we encourage you to do that, especially on the fast that's coming up on Sunday. Amen? Amen. That fast begins. Let's see. Brother Bill put it in there. I'll go scroll it up. That fast begins on Sunday. Let me see if he put it in here. On Sunday at 6 p.m. And it is continuous through January 16th at 12 noon, whatever your time zone happens to be. If you're in the central time zone, that's the one you'll use. If you use another time zone on the other side of the world, then that's the time zone you will use. But the fast begins on January 9th at 6 p.m., your time zone, continuous. There is no break. Continuous through January 16th at 12 noon, your time zone. And we are seeking the Lord for his will for our lives. The focus of this fast is on recovery in areas of our lives that the Lord deems necessary. That means the Lord has already decided which areas he's working on recovery in our lives. Amen? We are allowed water, Holy Communion. Holy Communion does not include grape drink. Praise the Lord. Actually, the scriptures say bread and wine. If you go back and look in the scriptures, wine is spelled W-I-N-E. It is not spelled G-R-A-P-E space J-U-I-C-E. Praise the Lord. Now, you are allowed a banana every other day. We are allowed fruit juice every other day, up to 2 glassfuls. Every day you may have the soup of your choice, and you are to anoint yourself daily. Well, how do I anoint myself? Well, you go to the grocery store. You get some olive oil. It doesn't have to be extra virgin, but it has to be olive oil. And you pray over it, and you ask the Heavenly Father in Jesus' name to bless it. All right? And after that, you anoint yourself. You have to put some of the oil on you. In Jesus' name, amen? Amen. So that's the procedure that we are following. As usual, we refrain from extra activities, especially on electronic and technology devices, amen? We refrain from extracurricular activities that are not deemed necessary to the fast. We are focusing on the Lord. And so we refrain from many things, even social activities, that would keep our attention on other things and distraction. Amen? Praise the Lord. Yes, you may go to work. Praise God. So we want to thank the Lord for calling us to this fast. Because he's going to do a work in every person. In fact, he has already begun. And we do expect that there will be some repentance involved. And the Lord will lead us daily what he wants us to do. Amen? The Lord will lead you to the scriptures he wants you to partake of. It's individual. And should he give me further instructions, I will post them on a daily basis in the MIC radio chat room. Should the Lord give me further instructions, I will post them daily in the MIC radio chat room. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope we are all clear on that. And if not, you may write me with your questions at gproom@outlook.com. That's gproom@outlook.com. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We are continuing in our prayers for the family that lost a loved one today and for Mother Irene, who remains hospitalized, we'll say. We are continuing in our prayers. Amen? So continue with us in Jesus' name. This is what we're called to do. So let me see if there are any other announcements that we have. I don't think so right now. If there are, they'll come back to me. I pray that everyone has had a blessed week. I pray that you have had some time to begin to pull yourself together, so to speak, where the fast is concerned. I do know that one of our sisters posted some recipes for different soups, if you might like to partake of that. You'll just need to scroll up till you get to the link. Amen? So, saints, it's up to you which soup it is. It's suited to your taste, whatever that may be. So we want to thank the Lord for the liberalness, this the liberality that he's blessing us with and the grace that he's giving us. Amen. This is not a difficult fast where food and drink are concerned. We have had more stringent fasts, but this time, not so much so. Amen. Praise God. See, our previous obedience counts. Praise God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift this entire broadcast to you, Father, and we seek to honor your holy name. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and we thank you for everything that he does in our lives. Help us, Father, to yield to him. Help us not to grieve him. Correct. Yes, even self-correct. Our actions, our words, our behaviors, our thoughts, so that we can live lives that are truly pleasing to you and that the blessings of the Lord may abound in our lives. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We choose to trust you, Lord, and do good. And you tell us we'll dwell in the land and be fed. You say to us, Lord, be still and know that I am God. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Be still and know that I am God. Yes, Lord, we have this tendency to run around and see if we can do this and this and this and this and that. But you say to us that in returning and rest, we will be saved. And in quietness and in confidence, that's where we're going to find our strength, in quietness and confidence in you. That's where we'll find our strength. You encourage us continually, Father, to trust in you with all of our hearts and not to continue leaning on our own thoughts, our own feelings, and our own understanding, which are faulty. We declare this day, Father, that you are our confidence, and that you will keep our foot from being taken. We thank you, Lord, that we can find strong confidence in you. You are unshakable, unmovable, and you are our Lord over all. We are confident, Father, of this thing, this very thing, that the work which you have begun in us, you will continue to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So there's growth continual. No matter how long we've been Christians, no matter how long we've been walking with the Lord, there's more growth. There's more development. There's more for us. There is no such thing as, well, I've been saved for 5 years now, and I think about got it. No, that's just not the way it is. We're human. And you've called us to the character and nature of Jesus Christ. It's still budding forth, Lord. When we come into full bloom, you use us as you see fit to bring men and women, boys and girls, to Jesus Christ. You even use us before then. But we're still growing. We're still blooming. We're still bringing forth fruit, Lord. Even in old age, we bring forth fruit. So, Lord, we do not cast away our confidence in you, because it has a great recompense, a recovery of reward. We want that, Lord. We desire it. So we trust you. We choose to trust you. It's an act of our will. It's a decision we make. We choose to trust in you. So this is the confidence that we have in you, Lord, that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, Whatever it is we ask, we know that we have the petitions, the desires, and the requests that we've asked of you. We want to thank you, Lord, for helping this family through the process of grief. We want to thank you, Lord, for bringing this family, each member, closer to you through these circumstances. We want to thank you, Lord, for helping each member to understand the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning their life. We want to ask you, Father, and thank you for helping them to walk in love one with another as each grieves in his own way. We ask you, Lord, to bless them with your peace, Lord, and to cause them to draw closer to you. Mother Irene, to you, Lord, we ask that you use these circumstances to bring her children, each of them, to the foot of the cross, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to save souls. We ask you, Lord, to heal her body, to heal her renal system, and to make her whole once again. We ask you, Lord, to override the inconsistencies and the protocols of evil against elderly persons in the hospital. We thank you, Lord, for saving her life, and we thank you that you have already redeemed her soul. We give you praise, Lord. We ask that you strengthen her daughter, her caretaker, that you provide for her everything that she needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We are standing in faith believing you, Lord. We know that you will not fail. There is no failure in you. We honor you, and we thank you for hearing our prayers and answering in Jesus' name. So, Father, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we want to thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We repent of our sins, transgressions, iniquities, and generational sin in Jesus' name. We thank you for the wall of fire from Zechariah that surrounds each of us in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for your warring, linking angels that surround us. We want to thank you for your praising angels that are over us, Lord. And we want to thank you for your very presence in our midst, because the word declares that when two or three of us gather together in your name, there you are in our midst. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we present even our bodies to you as a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable, because it is our reasonable service to you. We thank you for the armor of God that we wear, that we put on every day, Lord. We thank you that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and we raise the shield of faith wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that has risen against us in judgment, we condemn it now in Jesus' name. This is our inheritance as the saints of God. You are our shepherd, Father, and we shall not want. You supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So we cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring into captivity every evil thought, every thought, every single thought. We make it subject to Jesus Christ. We cast all of our cares upon you, Father, because you care for us. For those, Lord, who are hungry and have nothing to eat, we ask you to feed them. For those, Lord, who have no clothing, we ask you to clothe them. For those, Lord, who have no shelter, we ask that you provide shelter for them, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We place them in your hand, and we thank you that you will provide for them according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We want to thank you that you are the God who heals all of our diseases. And by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we have been healed. We want to thank you, Lord, that even in adverse circumstances, your joy is our strength. So we bless the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor, Father. All eyes wait upon you, and you give us our meat, whatever it is we need in due season, because you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. We thank you for that, Lord. We give you praise. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, that because Jesus went to the cross, we have this blessing in our lives. Amen, amen. Because Jesus went to the cross for us and became sin for us, we have this blessing in our lives, Lord. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and all of his agents in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Satan, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. There you go. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. And I send that spirit bound right back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. That spirit that just attempted to manifest, I bind you and chain you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I send you right back where you came from. You have no right coming to church in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones, and we bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind all trafficking demons, listeners, reporters, watchers, peeps, spies, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic, digital demons, technology demons, and all their attacks. We send those attacks back where they came from in the name of Jesus. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, all pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence demons, smart dust and drone devils, we bind you in Jesus' name. We bind all sorcery devils in their attacks, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits in all their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and the charmers, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send their attacks back on their own head. We bind the Havana syndrome, the brain changes, the injury, and all remote viewing. We bind all sonic and audio weapons, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid. We bind electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We praise the name of Jesus. We bind all seducing, womanizing, and whoredom spirits in their attacks, all sorcery devils in their attacks, and we return to the senders in Jesus' name. We bind every voice of the stranger and all of their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils, all mystic rituals in their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. We forbid any EMF attacks to attack our mind. Anything off the Rojos de Terebres cell towers, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all 5G and components in Jesus' name. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We bind all Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, Celtic, Latin American, Caribbean, Jamaican, American, Canadian, Native, black and white magic in Jesus' name. We forbid it to attack us or to attack our family in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air. We return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse demons and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications. We bind you all in Jesus' name. Put you in the cages in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all formations of bullflies and other demonic insects and all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, somebody wrote me earlier this week, saints, and told me they were beginning to feel bad. Well, every time we come up, we bind spirits of infirmity. Amen? Amen. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the fool's anger, and we bind the carnal mind in the name of Jesus. We return to sender according to the covenant all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all revenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rites, rituals, ceremonies, sacrifices, proclamations, pronouncements, vows, root work, or sin against us, all astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demons, no wicked person, or unrighteous event is left behind in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory and honor. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit in the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, make-believe and fantasy, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings and agents, and we chain with eternal darkness Leviathan and his entire kingdom in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices, and we send them back wherever they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealously, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baphomet and his 72, Baselech, Molech, Python, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, and Neptune. We bind you and chain you with eternal chains into darkness and all of your underlings in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold, spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. Thank you, Lord. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual and ceremony, the work of the Demolé, even the items and artifacts used in their evil ceremonies in Jesus' holy name. And we return that wherever it came from. It shall not affect us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We renounce and denounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven, and we bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. We have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, especially about ourselves, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Of Jerusalem, for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those Christians that are persecuted. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, in the name of Jesus, all of that bounty money that was received in exchange for the missionary, we call for your judgment on it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover our vehicles and the road where we travel with your blood. We take authority, dominion, and power over animals and demons on the road that would attempt to cross our path. We bind them off of our path in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you dispatch your angels over us. We release Psalm 91 over everyone, Father. We take authority over in every spirit that comes on our property. And we take authority over demons of the night, bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, anything or anyone trying to get into our dreams, anyone trying to feed us anything or give us anything to drink. We bind in Jesus' name. I command them to stay away in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels that protect us as we sleep, Lord. We thank you for the wall of fire of protection around us. We give you praise. We pull out all the fiery darts, pins, needles, spear, voodoo, anything that's been sent to us, Father, and we send it back where it came from in Jesus' name. We disconnect ourselves with the sword of the Spirit from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, attachment, covenant agreement, oath, consent, vow, pledge, league, and any form of agreement with the demonic realm. All connections with kingdom, we cut ourselves free from and we loose ourselves in Jesus' name. We destroy and pull down walls of protection around shamans, nanobots, satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, divinators, and such. We break the powers of all their curses, vexes, love spells, hexes, charms, fetishes, all the psychic warfare, all the voodoo, magic, and sorcery, every bit of mind control, death spirits, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, torment, all the psychic powers, prayer chains, sickness and destruction and pain. We send it all back in the name of Jesus Christ. All those incantations and chanting, all the root works, crystals, and hoodoo, tribal rituals and sin. We bind the devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind spirits coming through all electronic devices and computers in Jesus' name. And we disconnect ourselves from every spirit that has followed us this week in Jesus' name. We bind you. And we send you right back where you came from in Jesus' holy name. And let the church say amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, tonight, the Lord has a word for us. Thank you, Lord. Our featured psalm for tonight's worship service is Psalm 91. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Amen? Our featured ebook is Schizophrenic Shattered Mind Bible Study. So we encourage you to read that book. The link has been placed in the chat room several times, so it's there to be discovered. Amen? Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. Well, tonight, saints, the Lord has something to say to us. And I would encourage you to take notes if you are able to. If not, recast and take the notes because God has a lot to say. Yes, he does. A time for humility. A time for humility. We're going to begin in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 16, and we're going to begin with verse 1. Proverbs chapter 16, beginning with verse 1. The preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. And he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. I want to bring your attention to verse 5. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. And that one shall not be unpunished. Amen. Saints, although may make our plans for our daily living, the ultimate outcome belongs to God. There will be situations where we simply say to ourselves, or we simply know to ourselves, that we are right. And our argument will be, and I can prove it too, I'm right, I know it, and I can prove it too. Well, I have a word from the Lord for you. At times like these, at this point, we must step back and ask ourselves this question. Is the Lord in agreement with my viewpoint? You're right. You know you're right. You declare, and I can prove that I'm right. But the question remains, is the Lord in agreement with your viewpoint? Is that the way God sees it? Or is that just the way you see it? Amos 3:3 says this. Amos, Old Testament, chapter 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two walk together except they be agreed? Can you walk with the Lord in disagreement and discord with him? Well, is that really the way it is? Verse 2 of Proverbs 16 reminds us that the Lord God includes our true motives in his judgment. The Lord weigheth the spirits. He weighs our true motives. What's really motivating us? As he says, all, not a few, all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes. We think we're right. But God is looking at more than what we're looking at. And we need to see things from God's point of view. That's right. In Romans, New Testament, I'm going to Romans there, so I'm giving you time to go. All right? Verse 2 reminds us that God includes our true motives in his judgment. We should make our plans depending on and relying on the Holy Spirit to direct us. We should make our plans depending on and relying on the Holy Spirit to direct us. Now you should be to Romans by now. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You see, if you are determined to do things according to your own thinking and your own feelings, the way you see things, and you are not yielded to the Holy Spirit, well, what kind of sonship is that? You should ask yourself. Pride, thinking that we know what is right and suitable, and going about to accomplish such when we are not in agreement with God's plan and purpose, is a serious and sickening distaste to the Lord. Pride is a serious and sickening distaste to the Lord. It is repulsive. and may arouse disgust or avoidance. You see, saints, in 1 Peter, New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, the Bible says, yes, likewise ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. That's right. All of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. When it says God resisteth the proud, that resisteth is continual and ongoing until we repent and walk away from our evil ways of pride. I'll say that again. When the Bible says God resisteth the proud, that resisteth is continual and ongoing until we repent and walk away from our evil ways of pride. Most of us have lived in pride for so long that we do not recognize it as pride. We think that we are normal. Why? Because everybody does it this way. But you see, we've been called out of the world. We live on the planet, but we've been called out of the world and out of the world system. We are called away from the spirit of the age. Amen? Normal is not necessarily holy. Normal is not necessarily holy. We serve a holy God. We are a holy nation of believers unto the Lord. Considered normal in this world and even in some Christian circles is not necessarily holy. We all need God's grace continually. And in James, New Testament, chapter 4, beginning with verse 6, James, chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says that God gives more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud. He stands off from the proud and gives his grace to the humble one. God will release more grace to us, but he must withdraw his flow towards us due to our own emotional resistance or opposition to that which we see as incompatible with our ideas and our taste. God will release more grace to us, but he must withdraw his flow towards us due to our own emotional resistance or opposition to that which we see as incompatible with our ideas and tastes. What we fail to recognize is that we are actually walking in our flesh. Yes, in our carnal self. Since we are there, it violating Galatians 5:25, Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, which says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, we live in God's Spirit, let us walk our lives out in the Spirit as well. And we are in violation of Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, that's just a couple of verses up, which tells us to walk in the Spirit, God's Spirit, and we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, someone said, I just joined you. What is the flesh? The flesh is self. Self. What you are without the Spirit of God. I want it. I want it my way. This is the way I see it, and I'm not going to change. Amen? Not only are we in violation of these two scriptures, but we're in violation of many other scriptures, and so we are now in sin. So how do we most often respond to this situation? What do we usually do? Well, we keep right on going as if nothing is wrong, of course. That's what we usually do. We believe that we know what we are doing, when indeed we do not. We are the person most convinced that we are right. In the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Luke chapter 23, verse 34, the Lord Jesus said, hanging from Calvary, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We are so certain of ourselves that we fall into this category. We don't know what we're doing. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. If we can't see, perceive, or detect that something is wrong, that we've gone off, and we're not walking in sync with the Holy Spirit, then to that degree we are lost. So, what is being said here, you say? We come to most situations thinking that we know what to do and how to handle it. Well, I'll just. We have not bowed our head or our heart and asked of the Lord. No, we just pop off with, well, I'll just do. Well, I'll just do is in the flesh itself, barking out orders without permission from the Holy One. You know, there was someone I was talking to about a situation not too long ago. And they were explaining the problem to me. And so they came to a certain conclusion of their own during the course of the conversation. And that person says, well, I'll just do such and such and such. And I said to that person, what did the Lord say? For which that person had no answer. Why? Why didn't they have an answer? because they had not humbled themselves and gone before the Lord to get the Lord's instructions for handling that situation according to the Lord's will, plan, and purpose. That's why. They were just charging off in their own bright idea to do it their way because that's how they felt they should resolve the situation. That's what the problem is. This in itself actually be pride. Why? Because self is right is most often sin. When self is so right, it is most often sin. Psalm 138, verse 6. Psalm 138, verse 6. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. As long as you're proud, he's standing at a distance from you. Because you all cannot walk together in close intimacy the way you ought to because you're determined to be proud. And you don't necessarily think it's pride. You just think you're right. Well, God says it's pride. Saints, we are right when we are in agreement with our God. That's when you're right. We are right when we are in agreement with our God. Job chapter 22, beginning with verse 21. Job chapter 22 and verse 21. I learned this scripture many, many, many decades ago. And I continually thank the Lord for the minister of God who preached this scripture to me accurately. It has helped me to pivot in the right direction many times when I was going astray. Amen. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. In other words, come into full agreement with God and be at peace. That word, acquaint thyself, means to come into full agreement. It doesn't mean to say, howdy do. That's not what that means. It means to come into full agreement with God and be at peace, even when you do not fully understand his way. There will be times in your Christian walk where God will say to do a certain thing, and it doesn't make a bit of sense in your head at all. But then God does not use your brain to think. Now, does he? Amen. As a result of trusting the Lord over and above your own opinion and disposition on the matter, good shall come unto thee. As a result of trusting the Lord over and above your own opinion and disposition on the matter, good shall come unto thee. So, saints, stop arguing and quarreling with God. Agree with him so that you can have peace. Get out of disagreement. Once you finally tell the truth. That's a big thing, telling the truth. And confess that you are wrong. You see, even the Fonz used to try to admit that he was wrong. And you confess that you are wrong, his favor will overtake you. I am instructing you because you continue to oppose yourself. So perhaps God will give to you repentance once you admit the truth. Then you will be able to recover yourself out of the snare of the devil. Yes, this fast is focused on recovery. Seek the face of our God so that you may recover that which has become lost to you. Saints, we have talked many times about the word hearken. Hearken, H-E-A-R-K-E-N. It has in it the word hear, which means you have to hear God. We now understand that hearken means to listen, to hear God, and to listen with the purpose and intent to obey the instructions given and to make the necessary changes. I'll say that again. We now understand that hearken means to hear and to listen to God with the purpose and intent. That means you've made up your mind already. No matter what God says, you're going to obey him. That's what that means. With the purpose and intent to obey the instructions given and to make the necessary changes. Well, saints, we must hearken to God's instructions and store them in our heart. Psalm 119, beginning with verse 10. Psalm 119, beginning with verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. That's what's supposed to happen on our fast. With our whole heart, we are to seek the Lord. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandment. Yes, we are the sheep of his pasture, and it is the nature of sheep to wander. They just do it naturally. It seems to be their nature to wander. So we pray, let me not wander from thy commandment. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Now, if you have been with this ministry 5 years, you should have been doing this for 5 years. It ought to be an established discipline in your life. Yes, there are people here that have been with us 5 years. And this should be an established discipline in your life already. And it should have been for many years. So when the enemy comes against you, you have a reservoir of the Word of God in your heart that should bubble up and speak some sense to you. It should speak some faith to you. It should speak some rebuke and correction to you. when you're about to wander away from the Lord's commandment? Amen, if so. Verse 15, Psalm 119, verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts. That means my mind will be occupied and focused with the word of God. I'm going to sit back and think about it and think about it some more and mull it over and over and over in my mind again and again and again till I get it. I'm not going to do this gloss over. I pick up my Bible, I read a psalm, and then I read that, as if it's on a checklist, and you check things off as you think you've read them. No, that word is supposed to speak to you. It's supposed to speak to your mind. It's supposed to speak to your heart. That's a living word. It's not dead print on a page. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. What does that mean, have respect unto thy ways? Well, you honor God's ways above your own. You say, oh, this is the way God does it. Let me imitate him and follow him as a dear child and walk in love. I'll choose to learn to prefer his way. Verse 40, Psalm 119, verse 40. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. I've sought after you, Lord. I've sought after your word and your ways. Make me alive in your righteousness. I don't want to be a dead saint just sitting here vegetating, producing no fruit. I want to be alive and vibrant and fruitful in my walk with you in the earth. 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse 15. 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse 15. Let's deal with this, shall we? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If you're still longing after things of the world, you got a serious issue. You need to stay on a fast before the Lord until he delivers you from that thing, and you've got to let it go. It's an act of your will. You got to choose. You got to want it to go. It's not just going to pack up and leave. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, what self wants, the lust of the eyes, what the eyes see, and this is what I want. This is it. This is it. I want this. This, and that. And the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Pride is not of the Father, but it's of the world. It is completely incompatible with the character and nature of Jesus Christ. Pride is anti-Jesus Christ. Saints, we are called to withdraw and forsake our love for and our inordinate, that's out of God's order, attachment to the order, behavior, fashion, and government of this world system. We are called by our Heavenly Father to withdraw from and to forsake, walk away from forever, our love for and our out of God's order attachment to the order, to the behavior, fashion, and the government of this world system. If you have not yet determined that the world is going in one direction, and since you've come to Jesus, you're going in a completely different direction, you need to go back to the foot of Calvary. You missed something. Amen. Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 8. Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 8. Again, the devil taketh him up. This was Jesus with the temptation and the devil. Amen. Again, the devil taketh him up to an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, this is what the devil was saying to Jesus, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Well, guess what? In one way or another, he said the same thing to many of you. And some of you have an inordinate ear for him in this matter. You are still in your heart. You still have heart strings attached to worldly possessions, material things, and position in society. Things you desire. Why, you were supposed to be this and that and the other. And you are supposed to be this, and you're supposed to have that, and you're supposed to live this way, and you're supposed to be respected by all these people and considered such and such by these. Yes, some of you just still too tied to that. You never cut free. You never let it go. It's still down in your heart. See, you outwardly you look like you shunned it. But God sees your heart, and he knows it's still there. And if put to the test, to the absolute test, between whether you're going to go with the world or whether you're going to go with Jesus, you might not choose Jesus. So what did Jesus do when Satan came to tempt him? He says in verse 10, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. You see, some of you want to be in a position where you have sufficient finances, that if things get sticky, all you have to do is pass some money to whomever, and you get it your way. There's somebody you can buy off. Some of you want that kind of influence. Some of you want that kind of position. Some of you don't want to give that up for Jesus Christ. Amen? Some of you've never had it, but you still want it. Some of you want to live in certain neighborhoods. When people tell you, well, you know, you could live here. Is it a good neighborhood? Well, let me tell you about good neighborhoods. They're made up of good people. And so there are wicked and evil people everywhere. So I suppose that ruins your good neighborhood idea. Amen? Amen. It's the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we can see how the Lord responded to Satan's temptation for Jesus to move against the character of God, to operate outside character and nature of his heavenly Father. In James chapter 4, verse 4, James chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus says to us, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity? It has hostility, hatred, and is at war with God. Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." I wouldn't want to be an enemy of God under any circumstances. And I don't encourage anyone else to be that either. That's just not the place to be. Amen? 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 20. "For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently?" Okay, so you did something wrong. Somebody says something to you about it, and you take it patiently. Well, weren't you wrong? "But if when you do well and you suffered for it and you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God." But you see, there are those of us, this is hard for us to do. For us to do well, to suffer for it, and to take it patiently. We don't like that. Well, that's where we need to die to self, right there. Because that is what is acceptable with God. "For even hereunto were ye called." We're called to do this. "Because Jesus Christ also suffered for us. He left us an example that we should follow his steps." That's right. So they don't invite you to their parties anymore. And they don't include you in their circle anymore. And you're not in the loop with them anymore. Well, you've come to the kingdom of God, which is far superior to any little catty little group of humans. Amen? You see, saints, if we return corruption and pollutions of the world and come into bondage yet again, then we are far worse off than when we had not come to the Lord. We must not love the world nor the pride in the world, because the love of God and the pride of life are not at all compatible nor agreeable. Pride focuses on self and its wicked desires. When we are entangled in pride, tend to ignore and to forget God. That doesn't mean we don't come to church. It just means that deep in our hearts and in our minds, we're actually ignoring God and forgetting him. Pride is a sin. It's not something to be proud of. Not at all. Habakkuk, Old Testament. Habakkuk. From Malachi, you go backwards. Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai, Zephaniah, Habakkuk. There you are. Habakkuk chapter 2, beginning with verse 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, beginning with verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is not yet, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. That's interesting, God. You see, in this passage, God has given the instruction. He's given the instruction. God says that it will be fulfilled at the time appointed. God said to wait for it because it's coming. Just because it seems slow in coming, don't be discouraged. It will certainly happen. It will not be late at all. However, verse 4 says the following. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. However, there are wicked persons who trust in themselves alone or in the alternatives that the world offers. They're not going to wait on God. God doesn't move, they're going to move themselves. The just and righteous remain faithful to my word, the Lord says, and see my salvation. Saint, it is a very proud soul who refuses and resists trusting in the Lord. It is a very proud soul who refuses and resists trusting in the Lord. Some Christians truly believe in their hearts that our God is not more than adequate every situation of life. Let me say that again. There are some Christians who truly believe in their heart that our God is not more than adequate for every situation of life. They are the most forked-tongued people you ever wanted to meet. When it's convenient for them, oh, yes, I trust the Lord. He has power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On and on and on. But when the situation knocks on their door, you ought to see the faithlessness. Unbelief, doubt, wavering that they walk in. Out of one side of their mouth, they say one thing, but in a different setting, something else is coming out. Bitter and sweet water should never come out of the same fountain. They simply give the Lord a mental head nod. But the truth and reality of God's power is not in their hearts at all. These Christians have a wicked heart of unbelief that moves them away from trusting God more and also causes their heart to depart from our God. Yes, they are already backslidden in heart. What a pity. They need miracles. Oh, yes, they do. But willing to walk the Christian walk? No, they're not. Willing to change their wicked hearts of unbelief? Nope, they're not. But they want God's miracles at their convenience. And they want you to do all the fasting and all the praying so they can get one. Well, guess what? God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. Hosea 10, beginning with verse 4. Hosea chapter 13, beginning with verse 4. Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me. Thou shalt know no God but me. For there is no Savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me, God said. You see, saints, the blessing did come to these believers. But they became lax in the faith. They became lax in their faith walk and sinned more and more. They became covetous and idolatrous. They made idols for themselves. Yes, they worshiped the gods of their own understanding. They didn't want to receive what God had to say his way, so they're going to fix it in their minds this way. And that's the way it's going to be with them. In Romans chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. God reminded them that he is their Savior and God, and there is no Savior beside me, he says. They were once respected and honored, but when they turned from the Lord by exalting themselves, they lost it all and were cut off. Let this be a lesson to all of us, saints. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction. Pride is preceding destruction. Then that means destruction is right on the heels of pride. So if you're housing pride, destruction is right by you. And an haughty spirit before a fall. A haughty spirit before a fall. A haughty spirit scorned all correction and reproof. A haughty spirit scorns all correction and reproof. They display great pride in themselves. Why? Of course, because they are right, so they think. The proud have great contempt with open dislike and disrespect or outright mockery. I'm not going to hell. Well, the Bible says, we'll go to hell. The Bible says, liars go to hell. I'm not going to hell. The proud do not really believe that those others are worthy of their respect or approval. That's not happening to me. For harsh criticism, backbiting, and spite to flaunt their lack of respect. To their sin, they add indignation. To their sin, they've already got a ton of sin, but now they're going to add to it some fire, the fire of their indignation. Their anger and hostility stems from ingratitude. Their anger and hostility stems from ingratitude and a false sense of injustice. Somebody done me wrong, so they think. Or else they just want to be mean to get back at others. I don't want you giving me that scripture. I don't want to hear that. The prideful rebel against the word of God because they resent the law of the Lord. They want it done their way. Never mind God's way. It must please them. Amen. That's where we find this situation. Psalms, chapter 10, beginning with verse 4. Psalms, chapter 10, beginning with verse 4. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, you know, that prideful look, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. Well, saints, there are some Christians that fit this same description. You might be one of them. These believers are so haughty, they pretend as though God will never smite them. As far as they are concerned, they're going to make it. They cannot discern the punishment that is about to appear. Their boast and determination is this: no matter what, nothing is going to keep them down. They will find a way, with or without God. If God isn't going to do what they want their way, well, they'll just find another way to do it, but they're going to get it done. Nehemiah, Old Testament, Nehemiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 16. I'll give you a moment to get to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 16. But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks, and hearken not, and hearkened not to thy commandment. They're going to be proud, they're going to be stiff-necked, and they're not going to humble themselves and obey God. And verse 17, and refuse to obey. Neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion, proud people are rebels. And in their rebellion, appointed a captain to return to their bondage. In their rebellion, they march right back into the bondage that they came out of. God has brought them out. Now that they've had their exodus, they don't like the circumstances they find themselves in. So what are they going to do? They're going to find a way to get it the way they want it. They're going to do. So you see, they appointed themselves a captain to return to their bondage. They found their own captain, not Jesus. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. Let me tell you about these people. They do not appreciate God's pardon, his graciousness, his mercy, his slowness to anger, his great kindness, and that he hadn't dropped them already. They don't fully appreciate, nor do they appreciate the servants of the Lord who are long-suffering and patient and kind with them. No, it's all about them and what they want, how they see it and the way they want it to go to. And it's so. It is so. Yes, it's so. Verse 29, Nehemiah 9:29, and testifieth against them that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. God gets up and says, no, you're wrong, correct, repent, forsake your sin. He's trying to bring you back into a right standing. Yet they dealt proudly and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thy judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulder and hardened their necks and would not hear. Stubborn, obstinate, hard-headed, stiff-necked. I don't want you ruling over me. Obadiah 3. Obadiah, yes, that's a book in the Bible. It's in the Old Testament. It's right after the book of Amos and right before the book of Jonah. Obadiah. Verse 3. Pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, that thou dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? You know? Sometimes people need to grow up. Psalm 66, beginning with verse 5. Psalm 66, beginning with verse 5. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nation. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Think about that. the rebellious don't need to be putting themselves out there, you know? But since when have you seen the rebellious listen to wisdom? We should grow to hate pride in ourselves, and we should return to the fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. So you see, there's pride. There's an arrogant attitude. There's an evil way and there's a mouth that's continually sinning. Amen. A froward mouth? Yes, a mouth that is by habit given over to disobedience and opposition to the ways of God. A mouth that is by habit given over to disobedience and opposition to the ways of God. This mouth speaks things that are contrary to the truth while confessing that it's just being honest. Honesty honors the spirit of truth. So if you have an honesty that's not honoring the spirit of truth, stop calling it honesty. Nothing is more offensive to God than hypocrisy and double dealing. Those who twist the words of others from their true meaning and who are deceitful in their conduct and not straightforward in their dealing. Those who are sour and unyielding. Now, you've seen this sour and unyielding person. They're under the conviction of the Lord. They've got the worst attitude in the world. You just want to run away from them. But at the same time, they're not going to yield. They're not going to give in. They're not going to submit. They're not going to humble themselves. They're just going to be sour. These are they who resist God and live lives which are contrary to him. You see, it's not that they don't have any idea what they're doing wrong. It's just that they don't want to do anything about it. They want somebody else to do their fasting and praying. They really don't want to do that. They want somebody else to do the majority of their spiritual warfare because they don't want to be disciplined. They want to live the life they told themselves that they ought to have. And any other lifestyle that is opposed to that or that is different and doesn't suit them, why, they just don't want it. If holiness doesn't come the way they want it, they don't want holiness. Amen, it's so. It is so. Those who resist God and live lies which are contrary to him. They come to church. Oh, yes, they come to church. I want you to know they come to church. But they are still resisting God and living lives which are contrary to him. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 24. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Put it away. Put it away. That's what God says. We are to remove all the lies, every single lie, all the dishonesty and wickedness from our speech. Their speech is crafty, planned, and manipulative, and not to be trusted. Is that you? Proverbs chapter 6, beginning with verse 12. Proverbs chapter 6, beginning with verse 12. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He devises mischief continually. He soweth discord. Well, the Bible says what you sow, you're going to reap, you know. Amen. God hates for us to say one thing while meaning another. You know, you've met these people. They smile in your face, and then they have something else that's actually in their heart. Oh, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But that's not the real them. That's not the real them. If you could compare the them that they present to you in certain church atmosphere versus the real them that they display when they are out of your earshot and eyesight, you'd be shocked to think it was the same person. Yes, but the Holy Spirit is here tonight. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 20. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord. They're an abomination to the Lord. In their way are his delight. That's right. Those who have a froward heart and a mouth to match it are an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 31. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 31. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The Lord says, this evil tongue shall be cut out. It displeases him to that degree. These Christians are deeply embedded in sin. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly or seriously, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Be for real. Stop trying to put on that you're something that you're not. Stop trying to be something that God never called you to be. Because really, what you turned out to be is just a hoax. You're trying to walk in shoes that God has never given you. You need to change. You need to tell the truth and you need to repent. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. And that's what some have done. They think themselves to be such and such and such, when they aren't. They never have been. They never will be. That's not God's plan for them. So what do? They live their lives in deception. They deceive themselves. They front, pretending that, well, I'm such and such, and I know this, and I know that. And when you finish listening to them talk, you would think that they really have got something. But you know something? The minute you step away and you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, he'll say, fraud, fraud, fraud. They're pretending that they're at this place in the Lord, but they're not. They're living a lie in front of you. Are you one of them? Are you? Pride makes us to believe that we are wise. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Let no man deceive himself. We just read the verse that says that these people are deceiving themselves. So now we go to the verse that tells us that we're not supposed to allow ourselves to deceive ourselves. We're not supposed to fall for that. Allow no man to deceive himself. Quit lying to yourself. You've been lying for a long time now. And you just about convinced yourself of your own lie. But you need to quit that. Any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. Well, he seems to have this and that. No, he really doesn't. He's just buffaloing you. But God has come to pull the cover off the buffalo. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It didn't say part of your heart, now did it? You know, you're going to partial out the parts of your heart to the Lord that you want, depending on the circumstances that you are in. That is not what that scripture says. It says that you are to trust in the Lord with all of your heart, regardless of the circumstance, and lean not to your own understanding, your own thinkology, the way you see it, your perspective, how you feel, what you believe, what they taught you, blah, 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 on and on and on it goes. Why? Because you're right. You're always right. He says, lean not, see, not N-O-T, lean not unto thine own understanding. No, you don't have it all figured out, and you don't know what to do necessarily. You need to go back to the Lord and say, Lord, you said for me to do thus and so. How do you want me to proceed? What is my next step? Not, well, I'll just. In all thy ways, all, he didn't say a few of them, most of them. He said every single one without missing one. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. That means he has to have the preeminence. he has to come first. He has to have the first say, the last say, and all the say in between. And he shall direct thy path. Notice it does not say that you get to direct anything. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, reverence the Lord, and depart from evil. Well, what's the evil? Being wise in your own eyes, leaning to your own understanding, not acknowledging him in all your ways, and directing your own path, and not trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. That's the evil that you're to depart from. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. You're not such a suchy much, okay? You are what you are by the grace of God. Accept that. That's just the truth of it. Amen. You see, pride leads us into the know-it-all attitude. You know so many scriptures that when pastor presents you with scriptures to correct you, you know it all, and you got three more scriptures than her so you can tell her what you know. Amen. Psalm 131, verse 1. Psalm 131, verse 1. This is a scripture that the proud can't say yet. They can't pray this yet. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. The proud can't pray this yet. They will have to seek the Lord for humility first. Amen. Proverbs chapter 26, beginning with verse 10. Proverbs chapter 26, beginning with verse 10. The great God that formed all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth transgressors. As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. What is worse than a fool? A person who is conceited. They are always right, and in their opinion, they are smarter than you and wiser than God. Amen. So, saints, I hope you took some good notes, and I pray that you allow the Lord to apply these words to your heart and life as you receive them. Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. He was not playing nice. Just praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you. We have some wonderful praise reports tonight, and we just praise you for these praise reports. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We see the saints are growing, and we see you answering all of our prayers. We just praise you for that. Amy Miller has a praise report. I want to give God the glory and the praise because through many prayers here and personally, our young sister, Sister L, has finally received the truth on the COVID vaccines. Her heart and ears are awakened to repentance, and she is now actively receiving the truth and putting action on that truth with her family. We give all the praise and glory to you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, Lord. Stacy has a praise report. My fever's under 100 now. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Stacy's learning how to pray for healing. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Penny has a praise report. My sister who had COVID is leaving the hospital in an hour and a half. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord. Another saint's getting healed. And Ariana has a praise report. A few days ago, I was feeling very bad, and I asked the Lord to reveal to me what to do in order to stop feeling this the way I was feeling. And the Lord led me to an email that the pastor sent me a few months back with the scripture of Isaiah 53:5. When I read it, I understand that the feelings I was having were hindering the healing Jesus promised me. Thank you, Lord, for leading me to your scripture now. I feel much better, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. See the saints, they're reciting the healing scriptures. They're getting better. They're learning how to fight. We just give you praise and honor and glory. And I have a praise report. I had told a friend of mine he was having a issue in his business. He was being attacked from another state. And I told him, just get all your stuff right with Jesus. You need to seek him first and watch what he does. He listened to me. The next morning, he was seeking the Lord because I said, I've seen other saints that would not go after Jesus and try to do it in their own power. And you know what? It was always a disaster for them. It was like it kept running around a mountain or like a dog chasing its tail. But whenever they finally decided to break that cycle and seek the Lord, things change. Well, he told me when he was praying the next morning and seeking the Lord, he felt power come into him, and within 30 minutes he got a phone call that that case was being dropped against him. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And these are wonderful praise reports. I just praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for the word tonight. Yes, we want to thank you for all the correction that we are receiving. Amen. It's good because, see, we're going into a fast, and God is serious. He's not playing games. Many of you, or maybe all of us, need to recast tonight's message and Wednesday night's message, because God is serious. This is a serious matter, and the Lord is not taking it lightly, and neither should we. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to our guest call-ins. You know, saints, before we do that, I need to say something about the spirit of the age. Many of us have grown up in a culture that is totally corrupt, corrupted by sin. And there are elements of these cultures that we have just like absorbed like water into a sponge. And as we come into Christianity and we grow, the Holy Spirit starts to squeeze the sponge, and it's time for all of that bad water to go out. Well, let me say this. God has his own culture. It's called holiness. And he has called each of us to be holy as he is holy. That means whatever you garnered from your upbringing and whatever you learned after that time that you incorporated into your life that is not of God is going to have to go if you're going to continue to walk with the Lord. There are many sayings. Some of them I have to use to get your attention because that's what you're familiar with. There are many attitudes, dispositions, perspectives that you picked up out there in the unclean won't wash in holiness. Unclean has to go out when you come into holiness. It's like this. Before you were saved, you were like an old pair of dirty jeans. I mean good and dirty. Dirty and stiff. Okay? So Jesus comes and saves your soul and puts you in the washer with the water of the word and the cleansing of the blood. And the Holy Spirit agitates you and works on you and agitates you to get the dirt out. Well, guess what? Once you're taken out of the wash, you've been clean. You've been washed off. You can't turn around and go jump in the mud. It doesn't work. You're worse off now than you were before you got saved. And there are some who are listening right now. You've been, okay, I'm following the Lord, I'm following the Lord, I'm following the Lord. And then something, some situation in life, that pull comes again. Because the devil knows that you're not clean yet. He knows that mess is still in you. And so he comes to jerk on it. And what do? Follow right behind him. God's had enough of that. It's time for us to learn to be faithful to the Lord. God is fine with you when the sun is out and there's a blue sky and everything seems to be going your way. But the minute it crashes down, the minute you come off that mountain, that high place, and you go into the valleys of life, well, you're not so certain about God anymore. Well, God's had enough of that. He has done enough miracles in your life for you to know better than that and to live better than that. And he's calling for an end to that kind of behavior. That's not faith. That's sin. Amen? That's not faith. That's sin. You can't just, you know, like a roller coaster. You can't go up and then all of a sudden, okay, you're going to slide back. And then, okay, sugar, 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 you go up and then you slide back. You can't keep doing that forever. At some point, you got to have a made-up mind to serve the Lord. Your heart and your mind must become fixed to serve the Lord. At some point, you must arrive. And God is saying, I'm ready for you to do right. He said Wednesday night, I'll give you one more chance. You get one more shot at this. He's already proven to you that he has power. Well, why don't you believe him and act like you know it? Amen? Either he's God or he's not. It's time for you to decide. If he's God, then reverence him as God. Honor him as God. Be faithful to him as God. But if he's not, stop playing games. Amen? Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-76235 and press 1. Area code 406, You're on the air now in Jesus' holy name.
What?
Hello?
For me?
Hi, hello. Yes. If your area code 406, yes.
It is. Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hey, hello? Hi.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Okay, they hit the wrong button. They'll call back. Praise the Lord. Area code 9048, you're on the air live now. Yes, you're on the
Hello,
air.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello, how are
Good
you?
Evening.
Good
doing
evening.
I'm doing well. I'm calling in for prayer. I just want to thank the Lord for everything he's been showing me this week, everything he's been doing in my life. And I'm just calling in for agreement. I've been asking the Lord to strengthen me. I just don't want to mess up and fall back like I did before.
Okay. That's it.
And I'm also asking that he covers me while I'm at school and wherever else I go, according to his will. And I think that's it for right now.
Okay. Well, there's one thing I want you to do after our phone conversation. I want you to study Psalm 91. And I want you to know
yes.
that God does what he does all the time. Not just
yes,
when you're at school and not just when you're someplace else. He's consistent. He's faithful. He does it all the time. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, our sister desires that you strengthen her in the inner man. We ask you, Father, to motivate her to pray in her prayer language more than she has before. We ask you, Father, to encourage her to praise you, to use the book of Psalms to praise you, to use the song of God that she knows to praise you so that the strength will flow to her continually in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that as she studies Psalm 91, that you open her eyes to see the truth of your word, what you really do in the life of every believer who trusts you. So we thank you, Father, for the revelation that she needs, the enlightening of her eyes that she can see. We take authority, dominion, and power over dullness of hearing and dullness of mind in Jesus' name. We bind every hindrance. We bind lack of understanding. We bind failure to perceive the things of God. We command those spirits to come up and out of her now in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and cough them out. Come out of her. All those familiar spirits, you're bound. In Jesus' name. All that uncertainty, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Come out of her now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Cough that out in Jesus' name. And all those spirits that she picked up from school, come out of her. You're bound in the name of Jesus. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come on out of her. All those spirits that followed her from school, you come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of them. Every one of them, come out, all of them. Everything that followed her from school, we disconnect her from it. We lose her from it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Now take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit and holy fire of God to come in and burn the rest of those spirits out. Release your prayer language in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, now you get into Psalm 91, all right? And it would be
yes,
good
ma'am.
To memorize. All right, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 4063, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello?
Shush, I'm getting on the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. You need prayer? All right. That's our second time tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, tonight we're going to pray. We're going to go to the Lord and trust him to answer our prayers. We're going to trust the Lord to answer our prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, we are. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for the words that you've given us to bring before you that you might answer our prayers. We want to thank you for them, Lord. We want to thank you for everyone. You've given us quite a bit over the months, Lord, to present to you that you might answer our prayers, Lord. You want to answer our prayers. So, Father, first of all, we want to humble ourselves and thank you for entrusting us to do this. For entrusting us to do this. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight, saints, we're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning U.S. President Joe Biden targeting Donald Trump during a speech on the anniversary of the January 6th Capitol riot, claiming that Mr. Trump rallied the crowd to attack the Capitol and then watched the destruction unfold on television. Biden accused rioters of attempting to overturn the election results and subvert the Constitution. It all on television and doing nothing for hours. We are in a battle for the soul of America, Biden declared on Thursday, as he promised to defend the nation and allow no one to place a dagger at the throat of democracy. I guess he means like what he's doing. Speaking about Trump's claims that the 2020 presidential election was fraudulent, Biden said the former president just can't accept the loss. Amen. We're also requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the following. France's National Assembly has passed a bill which, if approved by their Senate next week, would make vaccination against COVID a must for those wishing to eat out, visit cultural venues, and travel across the country. Following several days of fierce debate in the lower chamber of the French Parliament, early on Thursday morning, lawmakers finally gave the green light to a piece of legislation that sets out to address the spread of COVID in the country. 214 of them voted for, 93 against, and 27 abstained. Among the measures featured in the bill is the introduction of so-called vaccine passes to replace the existing health passes, which people have to present in order to be able to to visit cafes, bars, restaurants, as well as cinemas, museums, and inter-regional public transport. Under the current rules, people who have either recovered from COVID within the past 6 months or have been vaccinated are eligible to receive a health pass. There is another avenue still open under this system. A negative PCR or antigen test gives access to a health pass, which is valid for 24 hours. Can you believe that? 24 hours. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the authorities in the Philippines capital of Manila, who have banned the unvaccinated from leaving their homes, save for buying essentials, going to work, and doing exercises. Violators will be slapped with hefty fines, jail time, or both. The decision, which affects around 14 million individuals living in Metro Manila, was announced on January 3rd. Under the new regulations, those who have not received two doses of COVID vaccine are to stay home with only a few exemptions granted, buying necessities and seeking medical help, going to work, and going outdoor exercise near their place of residence. Those working in an office have to take a COVID test every 2 weeks at their own expense. Such tests reportedly cost $100 or more in some cases. Places now off limits for the unvaccinated include cafes, restaurants, shopping malls, as well as all modes of public transport. People found in breach of the rules can expect to be fined to the tune of up to $1,000 or jail for as long as 6 months. Moreover, according to media reports, violators may face both fine and jail time. The restrictions will remain in place until at least January 15th, though that period may be prolonged if the number of infections continues to rise. My, we are requesting adjudication from the righteous judge, the Lord of hosts, concerning the shedding of innocent blood worldwide, asking for the immediate judgment of those culprits who are directly responsible for such activities and actions. Further adjudications for every incident of cover-up and attempts to thwart investigation into such matters. Adjudications for every member of the global elite and their participation therein, especially those who are members of the Masonic Order. Adjudications from the righteous judge, the Lord of hosts, the God who avenges, the Lord who smiteth, concerning the inordinate accumulation of personal wealth by the global elitists, in particular the leadership of global corporations, Fortune 500 companies, Bilderbergers, leading politicians, heads of the top 20 oil-producing countries, technology moguls, and big pharma, with particular attention to those companies which produce biological vaccine. Amen. So those are the things that we're bringing before the Lord tonight. Not that there aren't a lot of others. We just can't get them all done in one night. So Brother Marshall is ready. Amen.
Praise to God. Praise to God. By your grace, Lord. We're all ready by your grace. Thank you for pulling us out of the pit, Father. Thank you for drawing me out of many waters. Thank you, Lord. You're no respecter of persons. What you've done for one, you'll do for another. Thank you for teaching us about the power of your name, Father. Thank you for keeping us by the power of your name, Father. Thank you. No one can pluck us out of your hand, Father. Thank you for giving us to the Lord Jesus. He's lost none that you've given to him, Father. We ask you to give all those who have interceded for that can receive, including our family members and those that have been controlled by that spirit a lot of us have struggled with, including the spirits of pride and presumption, Father. Deliver those that can be delivered, Father God, including those in authority. You told us to pray for those in authority, Father God, that we might leave a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. Father, we pray for those that can repent. Maybe the lower level people can repent, Father God. Those that are just going along, they don't really know what's going on, Father, not that I do. But you're teaching us what we need to know. And we thank you for teaching all of your children. And you said, all of my children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of my children. Thank you, Jesus, for making peace by the blood of your cross. You said, draw nigh unto God, and he'll draw nigh unto you. And it says in, where is that? Ephesians 2:13, we're made nigh by the blood, for you are our peace, Lord. That's how we can have peace in the midst of nonsense. Because Jesus says, peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Yes, there's a lot of nonsense going on, Father. And a lot of this you foreshadowed. You told us about it in different books in the Bible, Father God, not just the book of Revelation, not just Daniel, not just Matthew 24, a lot of different books, Lord. You told us about what could happen in the latter days, Father God. And we know that we are in the latter days because you said that in the very beginning of Hebrews chapter 1. But we thank you that we're joint heirs with you, Lord Jesus, by your grace, by your extraordinary grace. So we don't have to be afraid of death or any other thing, including for our family members, because you're married to the backslider, Father God. You can draw each one of them back. And we ask you to draw all those that can be saved back to the Lord Jesus, Father, including the family members, everyone connected with Miracle Net Church, Miracle Outreach Ministries, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so. We thank you, Jesus, even as you foretold. I feel like this is what I really have to do. Thank you, Father. Please pray through us, groan through us the way you want, Father. Thank you for the prayers of all the saints, Father God. It's not like I'm anything. Jesus is everything. He's our life. If we die to our own self, we live by and for the Lord Jesus, because we're created by you and for you and for your pleasure, Lord. We're not here for our pleasure. We're here for your good pleasure. And we thank you for that. And it says in Hebrews chapter 2, starting verse 9, but we see Jesus. That's what we want to look. We don't look at the problems. We look to the solution. But we see Jesus, who's made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. He did it for me? Oh, wow. But it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things and bringing many sons unto glory. Father, draw many to the Lord Jesus. Wake up the sleeping giant. Draw all the family members of every believer, all the descendants of every believer, not just Pat Halliday's descendants. Yes, all the descendants, pagan Christine Smith's descendants, if they really were Donald Trump's great aunts and the Hebrides, Father God, have born in that last tremendous revival, Father God, that swept across the globe. You can do exceeding abundantly, more than we can ask or imagine. We thank you for doing that for all the descendants, including Noah, who built the ark, because we're all descended from him. I may not look exactly the same as Sabrina, not that I'm a girl and not that she's a boy, but we have other differences, Father God. And I may not be as pretty as she is. I may not be as youthful and effervescent. But, Father God, she can dance on the water. So can we, Lord. We can all learn to dance in our situations and rejoice in the Lord anyway. For it became him for whom are all things, by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, in Hebrews 2:10, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Jesus, you are a captain. And those in your army listen to you. We follow you, the Lord of hosts. For both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified were being changed from glory to glory. Those who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Oh, wow. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church I will sing praise unto thee. just like you said in Psalm 22, verse 22. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Thank you, Father, for giving us the Lord Jesus. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself, the Lord Jesus, our Savior, the Messiah, the Anointed One, anointed with the oil of gladness above his fellows, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy them that had, destroy him, that's the little Satan, the little one, destroy him that had, that's past tense, had the power of death. He doesn't have it anymore. That is the devil. I've got to read that again. Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who all who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Father, we ask you to deliver all those that have been subject to fear and bondage, fear of death, and all those who have interceded for, Father, and we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication, including the backsliders, Father God, those that just went to church like punching the time clock. Well, I put in my 45 minutes, and I went to church, and I had a little cracker, and I heard somebody say some words which I don't remember right now. Father, we bind every spirit trying to steal the word of God from any one of our hearts and minds in Jesus' name, who has all power in heaven and earth, because Jesus, who has all power in heaven and earth, who has purchased us with his own blood, says, behold, saints, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding rejoice not that the demons, the little spirits, are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. We rejoice, Lord, that our names are written in heaven. Pat Holiday was standing on your verses, Lord, not only in Acts 2:38 and 39, and I like the ones in Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus, and be sozo in your household. You'll be saved in your household, saved, healed, delivered, preserved, made whole in your household. And Rahab the harlot believed. And what did she do? She kept her eye on a red rope hanging out her window. We have the window, which is the soul to the body. We're looking at that little red cup of juice. And where are you, Jesus? You're at the right hand of the Father. And you're ever living. That blood of sprinkling is ever living to make intercession for each of us. And it's because of what you've done, Lord Jesus, that you're hearing these prayers, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for interceding for each of us. That's how we come boldly before your throne of grace, according to Hebrews 4:16 and according to Hebrews 10:19, because of the blood of Jesus. We ask for your adjudication, Father God, concerning all these situations from the righteous judge. And now, Father, you've given all judgment to the Lord Jesus, Father, concerning the way the demons were speaking through Joe Biden's handlers, that he was just a puppet, Father God, targeting Donald Trump. They're trying to make a big deal out of nothing, Father God, because that was all planned with the deep state, all planned with all the false narratives of the people that are pretending to be Trump supporters. Some were actually FBI informants. We don't know all the details, but you know every little detail, Lord. And you know why Nancy Pelosi didn't want kind of extra protection there, why she asked the different people to do what they did, Father, including the Capitol Hill police. Father, we ask for your divine adjudication that all this will come out in Jesus' name. We thank you for doing so, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for your divine intervention, Father God. Donald Trump did win by a landslide, Father. Biggest majority, not that he's perfect, Father. We ask you to have mercy on his soul as well, Father God, as well as Joe Biden and all those in authority, Nancy P., and all those, Father God, that can repent. I don't know if they can. Father God, send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. Draw them, Lord Jesus. Give them, Lord Jesus, even if they've got multiples, double gangers or whatever, even those people, Father God, those that are pretending to be Joe Biden, whoever they are, we ask you to save the souls they can be saved, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we ask you to draw them to the Lord Jesus and grant them the gifts of repentance to the knowledge of the truth, that they'll recover themselves from the snare of the devil, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so in Jesus' name. You said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. We're asking, seeking, and knocking, Father, in Jesus' name. And Sabrina's pointing out in Job 34:26, he striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others. You know, a lot of people, even Job's buddies, his friends, accused him of being evil. Now, Job wasn't perfect. He had to deal with pride, too. Oh, yeah, God had to speak to him. He was dealing with a little bit of doing a lot of stuff. Maybe it wasn't based on the blood of Jesus until later. He said, "But I've heard of you, but now I see you. Help us all to see you, Lord, the way you want. Give us all eyes to see, including those in authority that can repent, Father, that they'll turn from their wicked ways, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine adjudication, Father God, in Jesus' name, concerning all these situations, Father God, in Jesus' name. Those that are following idols, Father God, those that are obeying demons, Father God, you know how to deal with them. You know how to deal with each and every one of them. Those that have bowed the knees to Satan, Father God, in Jesus' name. In fact, you point out in your word in Jeremiah 30, verse 16, therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. And we thank you for dealing with them, Father God, if they refuse to repent. In Jesus' name, and every witchcraft curse being sent against each one, every one of us, and all is connected related to each and every member of the body of Christ, all of our family members, and all is connected related to each of us coming into the body of Christ, and all the descendants of a believer, including all the children, all those in harm's way, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to render unto those demons what they're trying to do to us back on their own heads, Father, in Jesus' name, not the people. You can save the witches and those doing those things, save their souls, Father. You're able to get a hold of many in the past, and you're no respecter of persons. But render unto our neighbors, those demons, Father God, sevenfold into their presence, their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord, in Jesus' name. May continue to speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear, in Jesus' name. Concerning the situation with France's National Assembly, passing a bill that may not line up with what you want, Father, in Jesus' name. This is all part of the entire tyranny, the entire plan to overturn faith in the one true and living God and bring in what Pat Halliday used to call the New World Order. They just changed the names of it. Now they're calling it, what are they calling it? Agenda 2030. They like to change the names of things, Father. Kind of like they change the names of all kinds of things. They call evil good and good evil. Father God, we ask you, Father God, to provide freedom for those who are calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus, and those who have not yet met Jesus, Father God. You'll draw them to the Lord Jesus, and you give them to the Lord Jesus, including in France. Some of my ancestors were from France. It says, no man can come to the Lord Jesus save you draw them, in John 6:44. So draw multitudes. You draw us with your loving kindness, just like you said in Jeremiah, where is that, is 31:3. Thank you for drawing us all with your loving kindness. Even while we were sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood. That's the only way anybody can be made just as if they never sinned, is by faith in the blood of the covenant, in the faith in the blood of Jesus. None of us are righteous. Even Job wasn't righteous, yeah? He said he was doing a pretty good job, but he had that little pride issue and a few other little issues. He was fearful for his children. That's why he kept making multiple sacrifices. Wasn't that a good thing? We need to ask the Lord about that one. Father God, we ask you, Father God, help us all. Because he said that which he greatly feared came upon him. What was he greatly fearing? Father, we repent for entertaining any spirit of greatly fearing anything. He says, take no anxious thought for tomorrow in Jesus' name, because our tomorrows are in your hands. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. Jesus doesn't know when he's coming back. The angels, the obedient angels, don't know. The devil certainly doesn't know, but he knows his time is really short. That's why he's so busy. Trying to bring about what they talk about in Revelation 13. No man can buy or sell without the mark of the beast. He's so busy. Father, we ask for your divine help and intervention, not just for the people in France, but all over the globe, from this nonsense, this mass hypnotism. We bind you, Satan, every spirit associated with mass psychosis. We bind every spirit of insanity. We bind you, the mind binder. We bind every one of your underlings in Jesus' name, according to Matthew 18:18. Talk about that. And all your underlings are bound. Every spirit of love of this present world, every spirit of mammon, greed, including those affecting those in the upper levels of the global elite, not just the Klaus Schwabs, and not just the Bill Gates. We bind every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name. We bind you, Satan, because Jesus says in Matthew 16:19, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Father, I ask you to loose the Holy Ghost and loose your obedient warring angels, linking warring angels round about all of your children and all that's coming into the body of Christ. We thank you. They're more with us than with them, according to your word in 2 Kings 6:16 and 17. And Father, we thank you for sending your warring angels. We thank you for the angel, Lord, that encamps round about them, that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. And we thank you for that name, your name, that name above all names, The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus in your name. Thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name. Your name is I Am That I Am, written in blood, not just on our lips, but in our hearts. If we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts, Father, you raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he says we'll be saved. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We're calling upon your name. Whosoever, and we call upon your name, ask you to deliver us all. And you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. What did David do? He humbled himself with fasting, didn't he? In Psalm 35:13. Talked about in Psalm 69:10 as well, I think, in other places. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. And turn from their wicked ways. Yes, turn from the pride and presumption. Well, I always did it this way, but what does the Lord want me to do? And you know, Lord, you're still teaching me. And you're teaching all of your children. And turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. You can do exceeding abundantly, more than we can ask or imagine. So, Satan, you're already bound. You're already destroyed. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, and would destroy the works of the devil. It says in 1 John 3:8. And Jesus can't lie. He said, Father, I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. Now, how did Joshua feel about that when he had to go into Jericho? He said, I've given you the land, but they had to still fight. But they didn't have to fight necessarily with the sword of steel. They had to fight with the sword of the spirit to listen to God. What did they do? They obeyed God. Didn't seem to make a lot of sense. Walk around the city just once for 6 days? And then the seventh day, walk around 7 times and then do what? Blow the ram's horn and shout. Oh, and then the walls came down. Father, you can remove their defenses. So Satan, all your defenses are crumbling right now. All your lies from the mainstream media, all your lies from the propaganda artists, from from pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft, trying to steal, kill, and destroy. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. Every spirit of Zeus, every type of spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. Leviathan, Kundalini, Asmodeus, Osmodeus, Incubus, Succubus, all ungodly spirits. Every unclean spirit, every spirit of antichrist unloving, all spirits of rejection, all spirits of ungodly fear, every spirit of pride, rebellion, every unclean and every covetous spirit, every ungodly spirit, you, Satan, all your underlings, not only Beelzebub, Apollyon, Abaddon, all your underlings perpetually, continually bound in Jesus' name from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 2, 4-6, Proverbs 18:10, the end of Psalm 91. No further flow of power, I decree and declare, and we all decree and declare, and join heirs with Christ together in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19. No further, Matthew 18:18-19-20. No further flow, because of the blood of Kevin, no further flow of power, communication from the demons in the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those within the seat of four, including those trying to bring about Klaus Schwab's nonsense of the global reset and all the tyranny and all these spirits trying to kill, maim, and destroy. We bind every ungodly spirit and we cancel their assignments to each and every one of us that are members of the body of Christ and those coming into the body of Christ, including all the children, in Jesus' name. Your demonic assignments are of none effect. In Jesus' name we decree and declare as joined heirs with Christ, for it is written, thou shalt also decree a thing that shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. In Jesus' name. Father, we ask for divine adjudication from the righteous judge concerning what's going on in France, including all those people, Father God, that have been restricted, and not just in France, all the nations, in Austria, in Australia, in the United Kingdom, in the United States, every nation where they're trying to bring in kind of a mass tyranny and ungodly control and seeking to kill, steal, and destroy and ignoring the real science and bringing about kind of like Fauci's false science. Father God, evidence, false evidence, kind of with the, even like you said in 1 Timothy 6:20, in Jesus' name. We ask for your request, your adjudication from the righteous judge concerning the authorities in the Philippines, particularly the capital of Manila, for banning the unvaccinated from leaving their homes. And now they just had the terrific storm that went through there that caused tremendous damage, Father God. We ask you to have mercy on all those children, Father God, all the people, Father God, in that nation. Many have called upon the name of the Lord in that nation. We ask you to draw many to the Lord Jesus, Father God. And we know there are many Christians in China as well. We ask you to save those and all those in harm's way, not just in the Philippines, and every nation, Father God. Yes, in China too, Father God, in Jesus' name. Those are in the equivalent of concentration camps, doing things, making like cell phones for people or stuff, making sneakers for people. We ask you to provide all the people need, including spiritual and emotional health, Father God, in Jesus' name, because that will keep him in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee. Help the saints in the Philippines and every nation, regardless of the storms, the physical storm. We bind every spirit trying to stir up the weather-controlling spirits, Father God, trying to stir up ungodly storms. We ask you to send your obedient angels to break the machines, whether it's Harp or any other machines, to control the weather and atmosphere contrary to your perfect plan. Even as Al Gore said, in the latter days, people will find out that it's the weather is one of the weapons that people use. He made it public statement, Father, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, to send your obedient angels, whatever angels will, you have to obey the name of Jesus, and to break the machines they're using trying to control the weather and the atmosphere and every other thing, trying to stir up strife and contention and ungodly fear, especially in the children. Deliver all the children from ungodly fear, the big children, the little children, Father God, in Jesus' name, because the demons feed on fear. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We thank you for giving us power, love, and of a sound mind. And we know the enemy tries to snatch away the kingdom of God that's within. Where is the kingdom of God within? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Help us all to enjoy that joy of the Holy Ghost, Father God, even as you anointed Jesus with that oil of gladness above his followers. We ask for your adjudication, Father God, from the righteous judge, not just for those in France and in the Philippines, concerning the shedding of the young children's blood. Of course, the only true kind of innocent blood is the Lord Jesus' blood, because all of us have sinned. But, Father God, I know what the request is, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to expose what's really going on, Father, in Jesus' name, because you promised to do so. And out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established, Father God, in Jesus' name. Just as you said, and Jesus only speaks what you told him to speak, and he can't lie because he's God and you can't lie, and that's for sure. You said in Matthew 10:26, fear thou not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. So we thank you for bringing it to pass and exposing what the enemy's been trying to do, Father, in Jesus' name, including, you confirmed at many other places, including in Mark 4:22, in Jesus' name. For there's nothing hid that shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret that it should come abroad. So, Father, expose the enemy's plans and those that are doing it. And I thank you, Father, for those that have already done an excellent job, Father God. We ask you to overturn the grip that the mainstream media seems to have, including through the social media and all these things being kicking people off of there, not just President Trump, Father God. And that was bold, to kick off a president from the mainstream media, Father God. Father, we ask you to expose what's really going on. Help people to wake up the sleeping giant, Father, in Jesus' name, even as you promised to do, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so, Lord, in Jesus' name. You said in Isaiah 51:9, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, as in the generations of old. Art thou not it which hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, and made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? For therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, and they shall attain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Amen. We say sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Bye-bye, sorrow and mourning. We thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. In your presence is fullness of joy. That's why King David liked to be in your presence, Lord, because that's in your presence. We want to do what pleases. And being in your presence isn't just gazing into your word. That's part of it. Maybe having communion, that's part of it. But it's doing what pleases you, because we're not here for our purposes. We're here for your purposes, Father God. And you liked it, Father God, even when the saints were in harm's way and they prayed and praised the Lord. They prayed and praised the Lord. And Acts 16:25. And what happened after that? There was a tremendous earthquake, and all their bonds fell off. Their shackles fell off. And the one who was imprisoning them, he was just about to kill himself. But Paul and Silas said, hey, don't do yourself any harm. And him, the jailer, and his whole household came to faith in Jesus. In Acts chapter 16, we thank you, Father God. We do pray for those who despitefully use us, and we ask you to save the souls that can be saved in Jesus' name. We ask for further adjudications on every innocent cover-up and the attempts to thwart investigations into such matters, including the pedophilia and all these things, where they're doing such horrific things most people can't even imagine. So why would they make children to be afraid and then drink their blood? Well, would they do something like that? Is it possible? Is it possible they think they can have a long-term kind of said, youth restored by Satan's kingdom. We ask for adjudications of every member of the global elite and their participation there, and especially those who are members of the Masonic Order, in Jesus' name. We thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn, in Jesus' name. We ask for you to do so, Father God, in Jesus' name. If the enemy tries to come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. We thank you for raising up your standard, Lord. And it says, God, I'm trying to get that in Isaiah 59, beginning at verse 6. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. We ask you to judge those that refuse to repent, Father God, and those that can repent. We ask you to have mercy on their soul, Father God, and draw them to the lover of every human being's soul. And we bind every one of those demons manifesting through all these global elite and those that look like they're human beings, but they're not. They're other spirits, just like Daniel talked about. God said that they mix themselves with the children of men. They put on flesh, but they're not really flesh. We bind every one of those creatures, every one of those demons that look like human beings. In Jesus' name, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Jeremiah 22:3. Thus saith the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger and the fatherless, nor the widow, neither the innocent blood in this place, in Jeremiah 22:3. And in verse 17, but thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, for to shed innocent blood, and for corruption, and for violence to do it. Father God, we ask you to judge those, Father God, that refuse to repent, including those associated with the Masonic Order and all the other spirits of idolatry, including those associated with other cults, Father God, and every demonic, including out-and-out Satanism and worship of Satan and Lucifer, including in the church that is pretending to look like a church, the RCC, in Jesus' name. And the one who's supposed to be the head of that, in Jesus' name, we ask you to judge them, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we ask for a divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, pray the way you want. I continue to commit my works unto you, Lord, and my thoughts shall be established in Jesus' name, according to Proverbs 16:3, in Jesus' name. And it says in Proverbs 6:16 and 17, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Father, deliver all your children. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We request your adjudication from the righteous judge, and I know, Father, you've given all judgment into the Lord's hands, Father, into the Lord Jesus' hands, Father, in Jesus' name. It says that many places, Father God, including in, where is it, in John chapter 4 and in Acts, Father God, we request your adjudication from the righteous judge, the Lord of hosts, the God who avenges, the Lord who smiteth, concerning the inordinate accumulation of personal wealth by the global elitists, in particular the leadership of the global corporations, Fortune 500 companies, Bilderbergers, leading politicians, heads of the top 20 oil-producing countries, and those in the companies in those countries, all technology moguls, big big pharmacy groups, not just Pfizer and J&J and Moderna, all those, Father, in particular attention to those companies which produce so-called biological vaccines, quote-unquote, which is not really vaccines, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father God, in Jesus' name. And it is written in Psalm 89, beginning at verse 22, the enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. We thank you for performing your word, even hastening your word to perform it. The Lord shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness. He is the God who judges. There is a God. He is the God who judges on the earth. And in Jeremiah 21:5, and I myself will fight against you with an outstretched arm, with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath. People of fear of God, Father, fear of the living God, a fear of you, the Lord Jesus, your mighty right arm, and of your Holy Ghost, Father God, in Jesus, and that breath you blew out of your nostrils, and you dried up the Red Sea, Father God. And what happened to Pharaoh and his host? They went down like lead in the mighty waters, because they came in the pride and presumption. Oh, we're just going to go chase after those Israelites going on that dry ground with the water on either side of them. What were they thinking? Did they think they went to an aquarium scene? I don't know. Now I will shortly pour out my fury upon thee and accomplish mine anger upon thee. And I will judge thee according to thy ways, will recompense thee for all thine abominations. And we ask you to do that, Father God, for all those that are trying to steal, kill, and or destroy in Jesus' name. Because you said no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. We think that our righteousness is not ours. It comes from you, because you are the righteous one. You are the holy one. Even the demons recognize that you, Jesus, are the holy one and the just, and they tremble before you. Have you come to judge us before the time? The demons know who Jesus is. He has all power in heaven and earth. He has the name that is exalted above every other name. His name is lofty, exalted, so high that the demons can't comprehend how high he is. And when his arm comes flying down to crush them, oh my, just how he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, sending fire from heaven. And now the devils are going to try and do counterfeit, sending fire from heaven. Father God, help the saints to be wise as servant, harmless as doves, and deliver all of us and all of our family members. We're so grateful that you're married to the backslider, Father. We're so grateful that you're teaching all of your children. We thank you, Father God, for helping us all to be changed from glory to glory when we behold your glory. Yes, I certainly have had more than a little bit of pride I've had to deal with, Father God, but you're changing me. I'm still a work in progress, Father God. You know, we all think we have something figured out until we don't. And then you teach us, Father God. You got a hold of those people, the Jewish people, they can't possibly receive the Holy Ghost because they're not Jewish. But it says in Acts 15:8-9, and God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, those Gentiles, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, the righteous Jews, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Because we know, Lord, all of our hearts have been terribly wicked in the past, not just those in the Bilderbergers and the Masonic Lodges. They've just been led astray, Father God. They started maybe with parents that were going down the wrong path. Maybe some of their parents were witches and stuff, Father. If you can save any of them, Father God, if Khrushchev really did repent before he left this world, Father God, we ask you to save those trying to bring in communism and all the other isms that are offensive to you and trying to bring in the New World Order and the New World Religion. We ask you, Father God, for your divine help and intervention, because your arm is not too short to save. And we thank you for delivering us all, and we give you praise and honor and glory for hearing our prayers for Christ's sake. We thank you, Jesus, for interceding for each and every one of us. You're able to save all of us to the uttermost, to come to Heavenly Father by the Lord Jesus, because of the blood of heaven, because he's our righteousness. That's how you made those Gentiles just as holy as the Jews, so they could receive the Holy Ghost, because we can't receive the Holy Ghost unless we've repented and asked Jesus to come live in our hearts. And he didn't come by water only, but by water and blood. We thank you for washing us in the water of the word tonight, but you purify us with your own blood, the blood of the living God. And we thank you for doing so, Lord, in Jesus' name. And even as it is written in Hebrews 7:24-25, by this man, the Lord Jesus, by this man, because he continueth ever, he's never going to die again, he has the power of an endless life, hath an unchangeable priesthood. He's our priest, not those Roman Catholic priests. He hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. And that's how we come to you, Father, by Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, saying he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Thank you for ever living to make intercession for us and saving us all to the uttermost. We give you praise and honor and glory You said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you'd be saved in your household. Saved, healed, delivered, preserved, made whole in your household. Sozo. And we thank you for doing so. You said, this is my covenant with them. The spirit that I put upon you and the words I put in your mouth will not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, to all the descendants of every believer, nor out of the mouth of your seed, not just Pat, all these descendants, all the descendants of every believer, Sabrina Sessions, grandmother's descendants, all the descendants of every believer, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed, the grandchildren from henceforth and forevermore. We thank you for hastening your word to perform it. Thank you for circumcising my heart, Lord, on the heart of my seed, that we will love you, Lord, and live, because you're the author of life, Lord, and we thank you for that. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for hearing our prayers, Father, for Christ's sake, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And all the saints said, amen, in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19, in Jesus' name, that name above all names, we give you praise, Lord. And if the name of Jesus, every name of God, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, including Satan, who much bow to the name of Jesus, he's already destroyed, and thankless. We thank you for the power of your cross, Lord. Awesome, awesome, awesome power of the cross, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you for Colossians 2:13-14 as well, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your mercy that you die every day. Try to figure it out, trying to figure it all out ourselves, Father. We cast all our cares on you. And the mercy of Jesus, the saints, bind them about thy neck, and write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor to the Lord thy God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Do not wash in thine own eyes. Sing it from the Lord. Health to thy neighbors, and marrow to thy bones. Thank you for the health to our neighbors, and marrow to our bones. Thank you for making our bones moist and healthy with your life, Lord. Thank you for the strength of your spirit, Lord, within us. Lord, let us feel full, Lord. Tell us which way to go. Let us know our strength is the way. Walk in and help us all here. You are our spiritual ears. We want to hear every moment of every day.
Thank you.